say how you must have felt though, Bob. You know, you've gone out there and sometimes your friends would just said, why did you do it? And the rest of it, boy, weren't you proud? You just bumped your butt or something. I just tell you, if, you know, I think half a nation cried when Denton King said, God bless America. What do you think? Huh? That was Denton. Captain Denton, yeah. No, yeah, Reiner too. Well, Reiner, Reiner the same. Well, I think it was one of the greatest things. That, you know, I really think, Bob, that in terms of movie makers, and I guess you've got to get an old-timer like Jack Warner to understand this, but this is Christopher, five good all-American movies, what these guys went through, you know, and that they survived. You know, a couple of interesting things. I was kind of working with my chief today. You know, they feel that this is just a few nuts, and you can't say it's about it. Out. But they said on the 26th of December, that was the day after Christmas, that we came from the cross. And I called Warner and I said, look, I said, you want to fly? He said, go over there and get every damn thing. This was the 116 people to do this. One day, in the middle of war, and they were the one. They said, because they were up shouting and clapping and the rest, and they said their captors were all diving for the bomb shelters. But the point is, they all know how it happened. They said without the bombing, it would never happen. And so, you know, the bombing is tough to deny, but that's an order. Right? Well, anyway, you know, the other thing is that all the people that have stood up, you know, we need heroes, Bob. The country needs heroes. You know, it's a curious way. These are heroes, aren't they? And in a way, too, can you imagine if they had come back, if we had simply, as the peacemaker suggested, gotten them back for a bucket, they wouldn't come back proud and saluting. They'd come back a little bit disgraced. But now they came back to a country that would honor, you know. Don't you agree? Washington? Oh, God, I'm sorry, I'm in Washington. Oh, yeah, well, give him my very best. He's a great fellow, you know, with a soft heart, but tell him that we did the right thing. Right? But I love him. But, yeah, so what I was so pleased with the fire he sent right after the peace conference, he said, and now the coronation. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it was cold out there this time, wasn't it? No, but wasn't it great that Palmer won the first time? And, yeah, he's a great guy. Let me ask you one thing while I got your phone. You know the producer, the director, John Ford. He's a great supporter of what we've done here in the nomination. He's been said, well, he's 78 years of age and so forth. Somebody suggested that I should give him the Medal of Freedom, but he suggested I should give him. I'm going to do it in California in March. I have no ideas about it, but you have some thoughts as to what I think we should have a good, nice dinner in L.A., you know, and give it to him, you know, and have all the people that have acted in this thing. How does some of you? But if you... If you're the CYO, I remember meeting him and just say that, that these men would not come back with their heads high unless we had had the support across the country. People who believe deeply in America and who would honor was more important. But you know, after all, it's the business you and I have taken a few years, that's you for you. Pardon the personal thing, Bob, it's so good for the country. The country could not lose this war. We had to win it. Your program? No, I saw your program. Good God, I saw the whole damn thing. know, the funny thing, you know, in December, many of our plants, they didn't serve the Cherokees, and some very dumbness, and said nothing. The enemy would never capitulate, and they didn't capitulate. You had to put it to them. Remember that time that you and Tommy Palmer and the rest of you all talked about it, that B-25, but, well, finally we stuck it to them, and that's what Moore and Abrams, we were all lunch today, but they spoke to you, and you know, by golly, finally it came out all right. But everybody, I think if you could talk, Bob, to these people about, damn it, let's be proud, not only of the POWs, but proud of the 2.5 million guys served out there, these men that, you know, the tough war, right? And proud of the United States came out with the flag high and fly. You know, like, I think that the idea of where I put the flag up, you know, today, because of the disgusting grief. But the flag is flying high. Let's say that, okay? For everybody, not just the POWs, the guys that died, the guys that served, and the United States served a good cause, and everybody in the world, our enemies respect us, our allies want to trust us. Right? Well, I'm glad I talked to New York. I didn't mean to. I hope I didn't interrupt your show. Look, Tew is coming. Bob, hold on. Tew is coming in March. I got to go out for dinner, and I want you there. And at that time, maybe I'll play. Dolores there? Right. I understand that you got Bob with Jewish the testimonial tonight, right? Bonds for Israel.
That's right.
Bye. How do you feel about those POWs? Does it bring tears to your eyes? I'm not, we're all emotional, but I control mine. But by God, that really did me in.
So,
when they talk about the peace station so far, they say they want me to give amnesty to people in Canada and Sweden. If I did, I would say that all these guys were immoral. I can't do that. Now, I don't want to be hard on people. Well, that was undeserved, but they... Well, I was with General Abrams today, and I said, General, I said, but, you know, I was very touched by that, but I said, to him, and they said, all three wives, and also his neighbors, both of them. I said, they said, their husband, and he said, I'm afraid of them. And he said, my God, I wasn't afraid of theirs. No, but you know, my point is, these guys are the bravest men in the world. Thank God for that America produced such men, right? Well, you have great fun. We'll be out. I want that chili dinner, you know? Or spaghetti. Is it spaghetti?